My, my. This is a strange sight. I wonder if I've finally lost my mind after all this time. And here I thought the exercises were helping. Oh, what's the matter? You seem as confused as I am. Do you know how you got here? Because I certainly do not. A dream. How funny. I'm the one who feels like they're dreaming, but then you don't seem to be here physically, so perhaps it's true. Astral projections, mayhap? But I've never heard of astral projections to other planes. Perhaps it is true what they say, that dreams are the windows to other worlds. Oh, but listen to me monologue. It's been so very long since I've talked to someone other than myself. What is your name? Interesting. I'm not sure I've heard that before. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it. What was that first sound again? Odd, come to think of it. Given how long I've been here, perhaps my native language is dead. You must speak a completely different one. Strange that we understand each other, don't you think? Back to you. What should we call you? I think I'll call you Dreamer. There's not much point in giving you my name. I imagine you wouldn't have any more luck pronouncing it than I did. Most people knew me as the Cursed. Fascinating. No reaction to that. I'd assumed they'd still be telling stories about me. Things to keep children in line. Might be for the best, though. I don't imagine stories about me would be particularly flattering. I'm not interested in lying to the first person I've spoken to in a millennia. So I'll be frank. I'm not what you call a good person. Oh, no, no, no. In fact, I'm here because I'm responsible for nearly wiping out humanity. Intentionally, yes. Oh, the details are something I'd like to say for another time. Let's suffice it to say that I'm a being of great magical ability, and I had judged all of humanity to be worthy of extermination. Even if I failed there, it would take a lifetime to name every person I'd gleefully killed. Oh, poor little dreamer. If you weren't already asleep, I'd say you look like you could faint. Rest assured, you're in no danger. I'm all but powerless now. You're not even really here. It seems I underestimated your species' will to survive. You see, your ancestors sacrificed quite a bit to stop me. When I was within reach of my goal, they struck me with a rather potent spell. My magic was ripped from my very essence, and I was thrust out of reality into this wasteland, this place that lies in between everything else. Yes, the space between. A being like me isn't capable of death. So I've been here ever since, wandering the wastes, muttering to myself. I assure you it has been nothing short of maddening. For what it's worth, I think I've mellowed out over the years. What I was doing, it seemed of utmost importance to me at the time. I thought it was my duty to the world. But with nothing to do but think, my old patterns of thinking started to seem petty. Backwards, even. Oh, certainly, I only have myself to blame for this situation. I can't fault your kind for defending themselves so valiantly. I can only think it was immensely foolish of me to push your kind so far. If I had it to do over again, I think I would have tried a more benevolent approach. Use my magic to make your lives better. Win your adoration. It would have been easy to ask you to change your ways. Inspire compulsions, manipulations. I wouldn't have been good, but I could argue I would have been better. Of course, you would be a fool if you were to take me simply at my word. I'd say anything if I thought I had the slightest chance of getting out of here, wouldn't I? Probably doesn't matter at the end. I'm not sure how you managed to wander here, but I doubt there's any way you or I could take advantage of it. Perhaps, though. Do you mind if I try to touch you? I simply want to confirm something. That blush. I think you pictured something right now. Didn't you, dreamer? How indecent. I kid. But it's gratifying to know my form is still appealing on some level. My captors tried to turn me into a hideous beast on top of everything else, simply to make me miserable. But seems I managed to keep control of that, at least. Now, if you could simply lend me your hand, that is all I need. Interesting. It's simply intriguing that you're not really here. Not physically, but there is something. Do you feel it? A tingling sensation when my hand passes through yours? Proves this isn't as simple as an astral projection or a mere dream. You are quite the little enigma, dreamer. Perhaps a useful one, too. Oh, you might be able to help free me. It's a long shot, but still, the best odds I've faced since I arrived here. Oh, no need for that worried little face. There's nothing you could do right now, even if you wanted to. There's plenty of time for that. Assuming this isn't a one-time visit. You can decide whether you actually want to free me at a later date. Oh, yes. I realize how risky of an idea that must be for you. I suppose that's enough scheming for now. I'm not sure how long we have. So before we're interrupted, I think I'd like to hear a bit about you, my dreamer. Why, of course. There's something about you. Something magnetic, I think. It's hard to be certain. After all, I haven't spoken to anyone but myself in so long. But you, based on my experiences, you seem unusual for a human. even ignoring the fact that you can visit me, the first of such. Oh, well, for starters, what do you do with your time? Huh. Well, it's just that I didn't understand most of the words that just came out of your mouth. The world has clearly changed while I was away. I wish you could show me what you're referring to. I suddenly find myself wishing for a great number of things. I wish I could touch you, really touch you. I never held much interest for your kind, but right now, I find I want to run my hands through your hair. Feel your body against mine. It's been so long. What I wouldn't give to simply be close to somebody again. Ah, I can see that was oversharing. My apologies. Finally being able to talk to someone again has brought back a lot of feelings I buried away. Also, I don't seem to have an internal monologue any longer. A millennial will do that to a girl. It's funny how it's the thing I rarely made time for that I find I miss the most. If I do manage to return to the real world eventually, I think that's what I would like to focus on instead. Just connecting with people. Starting with you, my little dreamer. A bribe? I wouldn't call it that. Consider it incentive. It's not like I'm lying. You really do intrigue me. Yes, you do. Even if I never make it out of here, I do hope that you're able to visit again. I'm feeling quite fortunate that my first visitor in a millennia has proven to be so charming. Let me ask you something. If you could have one wish granted, what would it be? It could be almost anything, really. My, my, my. Well, how selfless. Or is this one of those, if the world gets better, I benefit sort of wishes? Never mind. Either way, I think I'll make that the first thing I do after I'm freed. Assuming I am. After I take advantage of being able to touch you, of course. Can you blame me? The more I think about the possibility of actually leaving, the more I want it to happen. I find I'm fantasizing about all sorts of things that I could do for the first time in forever. Yes, quite a few of them might involve you. Fair point. You are a fool if you believe any of what I'm saying. Of course, of course. But the foolish choice isn't always the wrong one. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Maybe you'll turn out to be exactly the kind of fool I need. But before we go worrying about that, I want to... What was that? Oh, I could swear you were blurry for a moment. There it is again. Oh, dear. Does this mean you're waking up? I wasn't finished with you yet. Ah, well, no time to lament over it. I need to do something quickly before you wake up. Give me your hand again. I have a theory, and if I am correct, it should help bring you back here to me. Even though you're not really here, there is... some kind of connection to your real self, to this place. I believe if I use what little power I have left, I can. There. I've put some of myself into you. Now there should be a psychic link between us. You'll be able to see it when you wake up as a mark on your hand. Oh, no fretting. Only you can see it. That way you'll know that this was real. That I am real. Best of all, when you go to sleep again, I can use this mark to draw you back to me. I simply couldn't stand it if I didn't see you again. Oh, you're fading. I think this is it. Take care, little dreamer. I'll see you again soon.